Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Dr. Jean Beck, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital, to talk about being cold and flu season for humans, but what about our furry friends? What are some of the signs that our pets may be sick, and when should we take them to the vet? How you doing, Dr. Jean?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Am I saying it right, or is it a gene?
No, you got it. It's
I thought
Sean.
So. It seemed like it should be. Tell me what we should look for when it comes to dogs and cats and other pets as far as cold and flu season goes, and how susceptible are they to these kind of things? Can they get the flu?
So, no, great news is the flu in humans is not zoonotic, meaning dogs and cats cannot get it from us. So you can feel safe to cuddle up with them when you're not feeling well without harming them. But they can get their own version of an upper respiratory infection. It doesn't really have a specific season. It does kind of linger year round. But some common things that you're going to notice would be a progressive cough. So not necessarily like a sporadic cough here and there, but a cough that's getting worse every day. They may have a runny nose, something, you know, yellow, green discharge would be alarming. They may have a fever. They may just not feel well, you know, not as excited about going on that walk, not as excited about their food. You know, those would all be signs that we should bring them into the vet.
When it comes to us, you said they can't catch it from us, but they can catch it from each other or not?
Yes, they can spread it by contact. So sometimes some of them are social dogs that, you know, dogs that are visiting the boarding facilities, the dog parks, the daycares, or even just traveling. You know, we have a ton of pets that travel in airports now. It can be spread by contact with other dogs. And we do vaccinate them. You know, we just like people with the flu vaccine, we do have an upper respiratory vaccine called the Bordetella or the kennel cough vaccine. And that it doesn't completely prevent them from contracting the virus, but it helps their body fight it easier. So their symptoms aren't as severe.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that kennel cough. What exactly is that?
So it's a, you know, there's multiple viruses that can be under that that branch, but it is an upper respiratory virus that, just like the flu or cold in people, is the dog version. And so we vaccinate them, you know, every year for that. And we, you know, just try and keep them healthy by minimizing the, you know, their how severe that virus is for them.
So you can vaccinate a dog against kennel cough, and that's why when you bring the dog to the kennel, sometimes they vaccinate it for you if it hasn't been?
Exactly, yes. If boarding facilities have a connected clinic attached, if they're not up to date, they will recommend it just to try and minimize the spread within the facility. And that having that virus, you know, the vaccine on board really helps their body. So if they are exposed to it, they already have, you know, the antibodies ready to help them mount that response to fight it.
You know, AKC released its name of the hottest dog names or whatever it was. What's the best dog name you've ever heard, Doc? I don't want you to pick favorites among patients or anything. Leave the patients out of it, just in general. You know what? This has nothing to do with your patients. This is the best dog name that you've ever seen or read. Got nothing to do with your clientele at all.
Oh, that's a loaded one.
We see it?
So many. I might need to think about that.
Because let me tell you something stupid. I named my dog Grady, G-R-R-R-A-D-Y, which gets the people mad when they type it in until they realize what I did, that it spells Grady, right?
And I love that.
When I brought him to the boarding facility, they said there was going to be an interview the next day, and I got ready for the interview. Come to find out they were interviewing the dog to see if he could play well with others. How dumb is that?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I was already, man. I was thinking, well, what could they ask you? They might ask you this, they might ask you that. And I was already, we're ready for the interview? Yes. Well, let's take him in right now. What do you mean? I thought the interview was with me. No, it's with the dog. Okay. And apparently he did well because he was able to play with others. Questions are coming in. You think about your answer. We'll pick it up when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. John Beck, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital, about the cold and flu season and how our pets need to be vaccinated and what they can get and what they can't get. The top 10 girl dog names of 2025, according to the AKC, Luna, Bella, Daisy, Lucy, Ruby, Willow, Maggie, Penny, Nova, and Sadie. The boy names are Max, Hank, Teddy, Cooper, Gus, Bear, Duke, Maverick, Charlie, and Finn. And I once had a Max. What about you, Doc? What about the best name you've ever heard besides Grady?
I do love that one. And actually, listen to your list. I have a Finn, so we're at the top of the list. Yep. Right. But, you know, I have two kind of categories. So one of the most clever ones, I would say, is one of our associates actually here has a Harry Trotter.
That's cute.
So, yes. Yeah. And then I do, you know, I like food, obviously, living in New Orleans. So we have two cats that their names are Quesadilla and Nacho. And
nice.
I just think that's so cute.
Very nice. Somebody
so
texted
unique.
And said they had a coal black lab named Zorro. So when it comes
I love that.
Doc, when it comes to somebody deciding as we approach the holiday season here, What kind of dog is best for them? Do you have some resources for them if they first of all, take me through the process of deciding whether or not a dog is a good idea for a holiday pet and or a cat, what kind of commitment you're making, and if so, what kind to get?
Yeah, so I think that's very specific to every, you know, person, individual family, but I think a lot of, you know, presents can be really fun and exciting, but it is important to put some thought behind it. You know, if you're buying a new puppy for a young child, you know, having the idea that, you know, you're probably going to be a lot of the one taking on that responsibility, you know, if you do have young kids, and, you know, understanding the lifestyle. You know, we have a lot of active dog breeds that need a lot of energy, and, you know, really kind of doing that, reflecting on your lifestyle, how much time you have to devote to them can be really important, because it is a huge commitment. You know, it's, you know, they need a lot of time and attention. And you don't want to jump into something too soon. If, you know, you don't put enough thought behind it.
Is there an age, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but where maybe you want to, you know, a baby and a puppy is a lot. Maybe you want to let, yeah, I don't know if you're a mom or not, but maybe you want to let one grow a little bit more than the other?
Yeah. So, you know, I am. I have two kids. And, you know, I think when, as far as what kind of age of dog is best for kids, you know, it can be fun to have a puppy. You also have the teething aspect of puppies, right? And, you know, potty training. And that's a lot of
potty training going on. A lot of potty training going on at one time if you're doing both kids.
Exactly.
And
so
dogs.
Maybe, you know, rescuing an adult dog that, you know, has a good personality and can be trusted with kids would be a little bit better fit.
And make sure you go through the interview process. Thank you, Doc.
Exactly.
Appreciate
it. Yes, no problem.
Dr. Sean Beck, our friend, veterinarian with Lakeview Veterinary Hospital. We're going to come back. I give you the results of our Po' Boy survey that we've taken. We take a little survey, top of mind, every day. Today we were talking about what's your go-to Po' Boy. I give you the results when we come back. Plus, we'll talk eating and drinking with Ian McNulty. Stay with us. It's going to be fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards, in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.